Welcome to Bit Better Have My Money. I am Mitchell Stalkin, and we're going to try this again. Computer failure. Awesome. Anyway, I'm recording live from my wonderful basement, and my son is down here in his room today, finally. He's been sleeping upstairs for some reason. I don't know. He's seven. But he's down in his room playing on his iPad, listening to me. Maybe he'll learn something, but he's watching YouTube, so probably not. Liam, are you paying attention? Are you learning? No, he's not. He's not paying attention. Anyway, we'll take a quick look at my portfolio here. 3,200. I believe that's right around where it was yesterday. Not any real movement. GRS. This coin tracking info hasn't quite updated yet. Need to check on that. GRS I sold out of, but it's up 10% in 24 hours. The biggest movement on my portfolio, the trading one, is in the day trend, 6.68% Ardor, but it's down 35% in the 30-day trend, which isn't surprising. That's kind of where everything's at, really. GCR is up 35%. That's a lot. That's pretty good considering how everything's doing. That's the one that has extremely low trading volume that I was telling you about on YoBit. And I have not tried hitting that right. It makes me a little bit nervous because it jumps so much. You could either, if you hit it right, you're gonna make some profit. If you try it, make sure you have a tight stop loss. I think that if I do it, I'm gonna have like my stop loss set at 2%, maybe 5%. If you watch it, it'll drop like 10%. Quickly, and if you time it right and have and are ready and catch it, you could probably get, because then it seems to jump up right away. It's very, very strange, but it's probably getting manipulated. Anyway, get on off track there. Deep Brain Chain up 5% on the day. It's kind of where everything's up just a little bit, between 1% and 5%, 6%. The biggest fall is Solaris at 7%. So just nothing too crazy today. Not all green, not all red. Pretty even day, which I can handle that. Let's switch over here to on-chain FX quick. And Bitcoin up 1.22% to 6,800. Nice. Ethereum's pretty much the same. 531, up 0.05%. Biggest gainers, Loom, which I find very strange because I bought into Loom just the other day and was down quite a bit. But looking right now, it's up 20% in 24 hours. So I'm going to have to look into that. That's awesome. I looked early today and I was just like, oh man, this one is not playing out so well for me. And I was actually going to talk about that tomorrow. But today it looks like it's doing good. So that looks like it made a bounce back up. It did drop drastically almost the day after I bought into it, which is usually how it goes. It is what it is. But, yeah, so that's good to see. I'm going to have to check into that when I'm done here. Probably something I'll talk about tomorrow. It's down 60% from its high. It hasn't been out that long, little over a month, maybe not even a month. March 14th, I think, was the first day. So pretty close. It's down 50% for the month, down 24% for the week. The next one is ETC, which is up 19%, Ethereum Classic. Biggest losers, Dragon Chain at 5%, Saya Coin 5%. Ooh, Zcoin down 5%. I own a masternode in Zcoin. I would love to see that shoot back up again. Personally, for the year, it's up 124%. So that's not too bad. Yeah, the all-time high for that was $141. I believe I bought in around 30-something. It's at 23 right now. Boy, I could get much better price than what I got in for my node. But I'm making dividends on the node. Otherwise, I would have sold when it was up to 141. Yeah, down from an all-time high of 83%. Down, yeah, 83% down from its all-time high. 23. That one's got a long way to go up, but it will. So Bitcoin dropped over the weekend down 11%, and it's kind of funny if you look at it. So we are going to look. This was published 2 days ago on Cointelegraph by William Suberg. And he, I completely, completely agree with what he kind of says here. If you did not know, CoinRail was hacked. It's a South Korean crypto exchange. It's a pretty small one. 99th, I think, is where it's ranked. And it does like a, yeah, here trading 2.65 million on the day leading up to the hack. And it's 99th largest in terms of trade volume. So it's not very big. 2.65 million on a day of trading is pretty small. So it really doesn't, I mean, it's not a big player. We're not talking about Bittrex or Binance, Coinbase, something like that gets hacked. That could probably cause a lot of issues. But this is a very small one. I've never used CoinRail. Some people have. They had kind of their own niche coins. They got them first. It was the only place you could get them. I believe, actually, I may have been on CoinRail to get Solaris. That was so long ago. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so what the mainstream media is saying is this CoinRail hack, it caused Bitcoin to fall 11%, along with like Ethereum and EOS was another one that was kind of involved with that. I don't believe that for a second. It's just doesn't make any sense. It's too small of an exchange to have that big of impact. It just, that isn't what happened. There was just people selling and not enough people buying. It happens. Crypto's volatile. That just is what it is. I'm sure it played a little bit of a factor, but I follow this stuff pretty close, to be honest with you, and I didn't hear anything about it until like a day afterwards. Maybe, yeah, it might have been even 2 days. Granted, I was working, not really paying much attention this weekend, but if it would have been a massive deal, it would have been all over the place. And the fact that the mainstream media is playing it off like that's why, and then saying everything's very, not insecure, but not secured very well, it's just one of the things that's why I've said before, just if you're paying attention to the mainstream media, take it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't go get news there. I would get news from, like, this article is on Cointelegraph. Perfect. They're paying attention completely to crypto. Get your news from here. Get opinions anywhere than like CNN. And with that, so I'm going to go over here. So here's CNN Money. Now, the Cointelegraph article was written two days ago. It was posted. You must have edited. It says 14 hours ago now. Anyway, so the CNN one came out today. So 2 days after the hack. And there's main article, billions in cryptocurrency wealth wiped out after the hack. So now what they're saying is because this small South Korean exchange was hacked, caused Bitcoin and tons of other coins to lose value, and that's where the billions lost in money went. So basically they're just, it's clickbait, it's stupid. Markets go up and down. People are going to lose money. This small hack did not cause people to lose billions of dollars. If, like I said, I follow this stuff very closely. I didn't know about it right away. So I find it very hard to believe that to move Bitcoin in 11%, I mean, that takes a ton of money. I find it hard to believe that enough people knew about it, had enough Bitcoin themselves to sell that much. It's just because of one little thing in South Korea. It's just not going to happen. So it's one of the troubles that we have in the crypto industry right now is just misinformation. CNN, it's just, it drives me nuts looking at this stuff because it's just the thing, like, here's another thing they have on the website. These are the craziest cryptocurrencies. Forget Bitcoin. These are the 8 craziest cryptocurrency, and it's a video. Like, are you serious? And this is where a lot of people go to get their information, and they're going to see this and be like, oh man, this cryptocurrency stuff is the worst stuff in the world. And they have no idea. They have no idea that the technology is amazing, that it will change the world. So anyway, that's my rant on that. But I talked to a few people today about Bitcoin, about crypto in general. And I'm not trying to call prices and say whatever, but it's at 6,800 right now. I honestly wouldn't be surprised to see it go below 6 and into the 5s here eventually. Just seems to be what's going to happen. A guy I talked to today actually thought it could go down to 4, around 4.45, and by like August. I don't know if it'll go that low, but I do think it's going to go a little bit lower. And instead of freaking out, which if you're listening to this, I doubt you're one of those people, you're not selling, this is a perfect time to buy. Perfect time to buy. It's going to be the same people who are selling, freaking out now. Those are the people that when it was 20K and they were buying in, they were sitting there wishing, hey, I wish it was 6 grand, 4 grand. I wish it would go down there so I could buy there. And now that it's here, we're at 6 grand, 6,800, they're freaking out because it's dropped down from 20K. And then when it goes back up, which it will, it's going to go back up. I have no doubt about it. They're going to buy in again at 20 grand and be kicking themselves. The reason I also believe this is going to go up. So innovation is far, far outpacing the price right now. Right now, prices are low. They're low. But the innovation is still there. It's still out there. People are creating things. And I believe everything is completely, completely undervalued. Imagine getting in to Apple when it was first getting going. That, you know, you didn't know. It was a shot in the dark, but it worked out for a lot of people. It was undervalued. People didn't know what it was at the time. Then they blew up. It is kind of like the internet boom. Think if you'd have got in Amazon when it came out. People weren't really sure what it could be, what it was going to do, and then now look at it. So the innovation is out there. Things are happening. Things are being created. This isn't going away, but the prices are low. So right now, it's going to probably hurt a little bit buying in. I've lost some, like I said, on Loom, but that's just short term. If you're looking at it short term, it will. The market right now, it just kind of sucks. But with the innovation the way it is and the prices where they are, the long-term outlook is fantastic. It's awesome. So with that said, don't think too small. Think big. Think bigger picture. Think long-term. I know I'm impatient. Most of us are impatient. But think long-term, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. The next bull run when it happens, you're going to be sitting there smiling while the people who are freaking out selling all their Bitcoin are wishing they would have held on to it and wondering why they sold it. You're the smart ones. With that, I am going to finish Evil Genius on Netflix now. I started it yesterday with my parents, and something happened in the first. It's only 4 episodes. Maybe I can't remember if I talked about it yesterday, but something happened in the first, like, 10 minutes of the show. It's a documentary based on a bank robbery that happened in Pennsylvania in 2003. And, check it out. I don't want to see that again. It's something I never thought I would see, and I can't unsee it. I don't want to see it. I don't know. Anyway, check it out. I'm going to finish tonight. And I'll report back probably tomorrow on that. With that, would you kindly hit the subscribe button? Hope you guys have a good day, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this, watching it, whatever you're doing. And we'll talk to you later.